Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. In Sotofoot football this morning, Italy and France have booked their places in the Nations League quarterfinals with a game to spare. The Azzurri beating Belgium 1-0 with Sandro Tonali scoring his first international goal. France will also play in the quarterfinals in March after a goalless draw with Israel. England, they earned a comfortable 3-0 win over Greece, which has taken them to the top of their Nations League group. Goals from Ollie Watkins, who was selected instead of captain Harry Kane. Debutant Curtis Jones and an own goal secured them a victory in Athens. Interim boss Lee Carsley says it was a great performance.
The most pleasing thing about tonight was the amount of control that we played with. And yeah, we had a lot of possession, created a lot of chances. It was brilliant for Ollie to get a goal. I think if we're going to put these players in a position where we're going to go and win the World Cup, that these players need to have as many experiences as they can. So it was no slight on Harry.
Yeah, it was a good win there indeed for England. Now, Bafana Bafana, they've qualified for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations without kicking a ball after South Sudan beat Congo 3-2. What does this mean? Well, it means that Congo or South Sudan cannot catch Bafana Bafana, who are in second place in Group K, while Uganda, of course, top that group. The interesting thing is, of course, the fight for the top spots in the group. The top two teams from each group qualifies for Africa's most prestigious international tournament, which will take place next year, December until Jan 2026. And then news from the world of Formula One. Monaco will continue to host F1 races until at least 2031 after a six-year deal was agreed. Now, Monaco Grand Prix has hosted races since 1955, other than during the COVID-affected 2020 season. As part of the new deal, the race will move to the first full weekend in June from 2026. Now, I wanted to play some clips from Mike Tyson and Tony Paul. I think I'll wait for the kids to get to school.
Because
The other thing
add
is,
some beeps,
yeah,
please. Yeah.
Obviously, Paul is quite hectic.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, you can't really hear what he's saying. So, but I'll try.
Was he off the mic? Was he in the other side of the room?
No, he's you know Mike Tyson.
No, it's the guy. What are you trying to say?
So
what are you trying to say about Mike?
But
Mike is the more dangerous man.
Apparently, he can also punch through the radio. So I wouldn't say that if I were you. I wouldn't. He's already slapping oaks on stage. So we'll
listen,
get into the Tyson.
My entire generation, Gen X, we're all behind Mike. Even though this is
even
probably
me.
Staged, we're all behind. Yeah. Everyone's behind Mike.
Yeah.
Who's behind Jake Paul?
Anyone?
Donald Trump.
Yeah. So we'll play some of the audio at 7:30 and 8:30. But it was very interesting. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.